A man has been arraigned in connection with the deaths of two women in Canton. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton appeared in municipal court today and was given a $2 million bond. He faces charges of aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice. Police say Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Maslin were found Sunday in a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both had been shot. Lamar allegedly set the fire to destroy evidence. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton faces the same charges and remains at large. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is charged with aggravated murder. He was arrested Wednesday in New Philadelphia. A Maslin man is dead after being struck by an SUV while standing in the roadway in Austinburg Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Logan Workman's vehicle became stuck in a ditch in the 1900 block of Broadway Avenue Northeast Saturday. Workman was trying to help free the vehicle when he was hit by an SUV driven by a 59-year-old Minerva man. Workman died at Altman Hospital. No charges have been announced. The Sheriff's Office continues to investigate. An Alliance man is facing a drug charge after police say he sold more than 4 grams of methamphetamine from his home. 65-year-old Richard McPherson was arrested Wednesday on a warrant. Police say the alleged sales happened August 3rd and 11th in the 400 block of McNally Court. McPherson is charged with aggravated drug trafficking. He's scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in municipal court. A proposed 106-home development near Ivy Street in Plain Township is moving closer to a final decision. The repository reports the Township Zoning Commission voted 3-2 to recommend rezoning the 59-acre site. The developer reduced the plan from 120 homes and added larger buffer areas. Neighbors remain opposed, citing traffic and water runoff concerns. Township trustees will make the final decision. Five firefighter paramedics are being honored for rescuing a man from a submerged truck in Canton. Mayor Bill Shearer presented proclamations Wednesday to 3 Bolivar and 2 Canton firefighters. The crews rescued the unconscious man August 3rd after his pickup left I-77 near the Route 800 exit and landed upside down in the west branch of the Nimishillen Creek. His pulse and breathing were restored at Altman Hospital. The man was transferred to a Columbus area hospital and his condition is currently unknown. Canton City Public Health is expanding mosquito spraying as the number of West Nile virus positive mosquitoes continues to rise. Spraying begins Monday and continues through August 26th from 9 p.m. to midnight, weather permitting. Crews will treat Northwest Canton August 17th through the 19th, then the Southwest, Northeast, and Southeast areas. Health officials urge residents to eliminate standing water, limit outdoor time from dusk to dawn, and use EPA-registered insect repellent. Community concerns over privacy and surveillance have led Streetsboro City Council to reject a proposed flock safety camera system. Council voted 4-2 Monday night against a $63,000 contract for license plate reader cameras. Police had requested the cameras to help find stolen vehicles and missing people. Several council members changed their minds after hearing from residents who raised concerns about data security and mass surveillance. A lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for horse abuse. State Representative Monica Robb Blaisdell has introduced the Ohio Equestrian Protection Act, which would make serious or repeated cruelty to horses a felony. The new Waterford Republicans bill follows the discovery of 5 dead horses at Pure Gold Stables in Salem Township last October. Necropsies found evidence of dehydration and starvation. The former operator faces misdemeanor charges. The Youngstown School District's ombudsman has pleaded not guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges. 65-year-old Martin Freeman entered written not guilty pleas Tuesday in Mahoning County Court in Canfield. Beaver Township police say Freeman was arrested Monday after they received information that a man was at a Market Street motel to meet a prostitute. Freeman faces charges of encouraging sexual activity and possession of criminal tools. He's on unpaid leave. A pretrial hearing is set for August 28th. A potential threat has prompted Springfield local schools in Mahoning County to close campus and cancel all activities today. The district says authorities are investigating the threat, which was reported for today. Officials are not releasing details because the investigation is active. A Youngstown man already serving a 30-year-to-life prison sentence will spend at least 4 more years behind bars. 21-year-old Denzel Pope was sentenced Wednesday in Mahoning County Court for a February 2024 armed robbery. Pope pleaded guilty to robbing a man at gunpoint and taking his keys, wallet, and phone. His 4-to-5.5-year sentence will run consecutively to his Summit County sentence for murder and other convictions. A Howland Township police shooting in February has resulted in 3 years of probation for a Toronto, Ohio man. 25-year-old Colin Gilmore was sentenced on a felony charge of inducing panic. Police say Gilmore approached an off-duty officer in the parking lot of the former Oaxaca Taco building. Another officer then shot Gilmore. No officers were injured. Police have not said whether Gilmore was armed. More than $4 million in federal justice grants are going to law enforcement agencies across northern Ohio, including Canton, Akron, Cleveland, Warren, and Youngstown. The money is part of nearly $290 million awarded nationwide through the Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant Program. The funding can pay for police equipment, technology, training, and other criminal justice needs, including efforts to combat violent crime and drug activity. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.